So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon regarding petach hamor. Rabbi Yehuda holds petach hamor asabana. A petach hamor is forbidden in all benefits from birth until it is redeemed. While Rabbi Shimon holds petach hamor mutabana. A petach hamor is permitted in all benefits even before it is redeemed. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes in Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Rish Lakish say, Moed Rabbi Shimon la'acha arifa shehu asur. Rabbi Shimon agrees that if the owner did not give the petach hamor to the kohen, and instead the donkey was decapitated, the carcass becomes asaba no and may not be fed to the dogs. Because there's a gzera shava through the word arifa from egla rufa. The pasuk of egla rufa states, va'arfu shomesa egla. And the pasuk of petach hamor states, v'imle sifta va'arafte. Mala halun asur, afkan asur. Just as an egla rufa is asaba no because the word sham teaches sham te'ikvurasa, so to a petach hamor is asaba no after arifa. While Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lazar say, Adayin he machloikis, the machloikis still applies, and Rabbi Shimon holds, La'acha arifa mutter. The petach hamor is mutter, but not even after arifa. The Gemara proceeds to cite several braises, which apparently support one of the opinions in this machloikis. Rabbi first cites a braise in support of his opinion that Moedir Rabbi Shimon la'acha arifa shu aser. The braise lists many items of Isuri Hana, forbidden in benefits, which include petach hamor, ubasa b'chalav, and cites a machloikis. The Chum hold kulan mitam and tumas eichlin. All items that are asbana are still susceptible to the tumma food. While Rabbi Shimon holds kulan ein mitam and tumas eichlin. All items that are asbana are not susceptible to tumma food, because the pasuk says mikol eichel asher yochel, and the repetition of the words asher yochel teaches eichel shati yochel lahachilo lachem kara eichel shiati yochel lachil lachem ein kara eichel. Only foods that may be fed to others, to non-Jews, are considered food to be susceptible to tumas eichlin. But foods that are asaba no and may not be fed to non-Jews are not considered food and are therefore not susceptible to tumas eichel. And the braisa concludes, Shimon agrees that meat and milk that were cooked together are susceptible to tumas eichel, even though it is asaba no, because they're considered food because they were once mutter before they were cooked together. Now, if we assume that Rabbi Shimon holds la'ach arifa mutter, the braisa should have also stated Moed Rabbi Shimon the petach hamor shemitam and tumas eichlin. Rabbi Shimon agrees that petach hamor is susceptible to tumas eichlin because according to him it is mutar bana. Apparently Rabbi Shimon holds la'ach arifa aser. The Gemara answers that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps Rabbi Shimon holds la'ach arifa mutter, and the Gemara offers two approaches in the machlekes Rabbi Shimon v'chachamim whether petach hamor mitam and tumas eichlin. Now, tumas eichel applies only to something that is generally eaten by most people, which classifies it as an eichel of food, but something that is generally not eaten by most people is not a food, unless the person has machshava, specific intentions for this to be eaten by him or by others, which then renders this item a food. Basar chamor is an example of the above, because meat of a donkey is generally not eaten even by non-Jews. Now, in the first approach, the braisa refers to a case of arifa. The chamor was decapitated. And the lechashvala, the owner did not have specific intentions for it to be eaten. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds ein mitam tumas eichlin because the lechashvala, since the petach hamor is usually not eaten, and the owner did not have a specific machshava for it to be eaten, it's not an eichel. Therefore, it's not makabel tuma. While the chacham hold mitam tumas eichlin, hoyel v'isuri chishuva, as Rashi explains, isur de asur le'rachman liyisrael meshavi le eichel dekiven de asur le machlal de rolachi la'akamu. Since the Torah forbade petach hamor to a Yisrael, the Torah considers it an eichel. Therefore, it's makabel tuma. After lengthy discussion, the Gemara brings proof that even the Chacham agree that we do not say hol v'isuri chishuva. Therefore, the Gemara offers a second approach. The Braisa is a case of shachter l'islamid boy. A Jew slaughtered the chamor for the purpose of practicing shechita, but he did not have a machshava for it to be eaten by a non-Jew. Therefore, the Chacham hold metama tumas eichlin, because as Rashi explains, Hach shchita meshavi lo eichel ke shchita gemur mal yasa. And as Rashi elaborates at the bottom of Daf Tesim Abayz, da mehani le shchita zisrael mehev machshava hoil b'shchita de kavasa chazi lo b'beim atayra. The shchita is effective in that it accomplishes machshava to render it an eichel. Therefore, it is makabel tuma. While Rabbi Shimon holds any metama tumas eichlin because hach shchita la mal yasa hi v'lehavi machshava. The shchita is not fully effective and does not accomplish machshava, and it's not considered an eichel. Therefore, it's not makabel tuma. The Gemara proceeds to cite another braisa, which apparently challenges Rabbah and supports the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi Shimon la'acha arifa mutter. The Reisha states, "Lo yirotz lefdaisi erfin b'kayvetz machir b'kayver." If the owner refuses to redeem the petach hamor and give the said to the kohen, he must decapitate the hamor from behind its head with a large smooth knife and bury it. And there's a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda holds asabana, while Rabbi Shimon holds mutabana. Then the Sefer states, "Lo yimisenu le'bekanav le'bemagel le'bekardim le'bemegira." One should not kill the petach hamor with a rod, sif, axe, jagged knife, and they should not lock the petach hamor in the room to die. And here too, there's a machlekes. Yehuda holds asu begizav avoda. The petach hamor may not be shorn or worked with. While Reb Shimon holds mut begizav avoda. The petach hamor may be shorn or worked with. The Gemara initially assumes that seifa michaim v'reisha lacharifa. The machlekes in the seifa refers to when the petach hamor is alive, while the machlekes in the reisha refers to after the petach hamor is dead. And in both cases, Reb Yehuda holds the petach hamor is asu b'ana, while Reb Shimon holds the petach hamor is mut b'ana. Apparently, the Reb Shimon lacharifa mutter. The Gemara answers that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps Reisha v'Seifa Michai. Both the Reisha and the Seifa refer to when the Petach Hamor is alive, and the Machlekes in the Reisha refers to Ba'anoz Damav, to rent the Petach Hamor to others, which is a benefit from its value. While the Machlekes in the Seifa refers to Ba'anoz Gufay, to do shear or work with the Petach Hamor, which is a benefit from the actual Petach Hamor. And in both cases, Reb Yehuda holds, it's also what Reb Shimon holds as Mutter. However, like Rabbah says, Amoyd Reb Shimon La'acharifo Aser. The Gemara proceeds with a third brass that can be explained according to both opinions. Who hivsid memoina shal kain, lefikach yufsid memoina. One who refuses to give the petach hamor to the kain, and instead did the arifa, causing the kain a loss, is himself punished with a monetary loss. And the Gemara explains. Ibaisim Rabbi Yehuda, Ibaisim Rabbi Shimon. This brass can be explained according to both opinions. Either the brass follows Rabbi Yehuda, and even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chamor was asuba no even before the arifa still caused a monetary loss of afseda de beini beini. Before Arifa, the Chamar can be redeemed for a set of lesser value, and the owner gains the excess value of the Chamar. While after Arifa, the Chamar cannot be redeemed, and the owner loses the entire value of the Chamar, even the difference in value between a Chamar and a set. Or perhaps the Braisa follows Reb Shimon. And if we assume that according to Reb Shimon, La'ach Arifa Aser, the owner suffers a total loss of the Chamar. And even if we assume that according to Reb Shimon, La'ach Arifa Mutter, the Arifa still causes a loss of Pchas Misa, the difference of value between a live Chamar and a dead Chamar.